Morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in two northeastern states, ended last evening. In Bihar, the last day for filing of papers for the first phase of parliamentary elections is today. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member house in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today. The last day for the withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued today. Elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and UTs will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny will be held on the 6th of April. Several prominent candidates across the country filed their nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the last day, that is yesterday. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari filed his papers for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra. In Tripura, BJP nominee from Tripura West Lok Sabha constituency, Biplab Kumar Deb, and his nearest rival from Congress, Ashish Saha, have filed their nominations in Agartala. Congress also released another list of 14 candidates for Lok Sabha polls on the last day of filing the nominations. The party has fielded Dolly Sharma from Ghaziabad Lok Sabha seat, while Nakul Dubey will fight from Sitapur seat in UP. Party leader Kali Charan Munda will contest from Khunti Lok Sabha seat in Jharkhand. Pratap Bhanu Sharma has been given ticket from Vidisha and Rao Yadvendra Singh from Gunam parliamentary constituency in Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness that Garba's global popularity is on the rise. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi shared that Garba found a place in the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List some time ago, and the certificate of inscription was presented a few days back in Paris. A memorable Garba night was also held, which was attended by the Indian community in large numbers. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey stressed that self-reliance is a strategic imperative for the future. He stressed on the importance for the country to be able to source the requirement for sustenance in terms of ammunition. He was speaking at a summit organized by a private news channel yesterday. General Pandey said adequate emphasis is being laid on developing own capabilities in the defense sector. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba will be arriving in New Delhi today for a two-day official visit to India at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During his visit, Mr. Kuleba will have several engagements, including official meetings with the External Affairs Minister and Deputy National Security Advisor. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that both ministers will discuss matters about the bilateral partnership and cooperation on regional and global issues of mutual interest. And in IPL, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 31 runs in a high-scoring match at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Put into bat first, Hyderabad created history by posting a huge total of 277-3 in the stipulated 20 overs. For Hyderabad, Heinrich Klassen scored 80 runs from just 34 balls. While chasing the massive target of 278, Mumbai Indians were all out in 20 overs. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.